Just keeping in mind the brothers still performing their salah, I request the brothers that please try to come towards the front. Inshallah, to begin today's program, we have brother Maaz Ahmad from our his class in Zakaria Masjid. Inshallah, we'll commence the program with a short recitation of the glorious Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يئوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Just before I introduce today's majlis, today's gathering, if any of the guests were invited to have arrived, please come to the front. Suhail Awija, Abdul Mannan, and if Ibrahim Saeed Bhai, if you see him walk in, he might not make it, he may make it. Yusuf Taibi, if he's here, Yusuf, if you're here, jump to the front. So, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيه اسمه صدق الله العظيم. The topic of today, it was chosen with mashwara with Mufti Luqman Sahib and the other brothers, was on the topic of khidma, of serving the masjid. So we've got two objectives. One objective is hopefully through some of the work that you guys have probably already witnessed, maybe some of you haven't, we can inspire ourselves to maybe serve the masjid. And I'm hoping as we go along through Quran, through hadith, through many anecdotes of the salaf, we can also not only inspire that connection with the masjid, but also maybe tackle some of the issues, some of the challenges of why we are either not serving the masjid or why we try to serve the masjid and then fall out with one another. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deems these to be beneficial, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists us in achieving these objectives. I think sometimes it's nice to try something a bit different. MashaAllah, you know, Zakariya Masjid has had so many jalsas, so many conferences. You'll have qira'ah, you'll have a nazm. If I'd known Jameel Hazrat was coming, we would have stuck him on the member too. Maulana Sahib. But I thought today, let's try and do things a bit differently. So the brothers to my left, we're going to go through, inshallah, after the introduction, which won't take long, 5-10 minutes. We're going to hear about who they are. Hopefully they can tell us, which is quite hard. It's actually quite hard for pious people, genuinely pious people, to share what good they've done. However, on today, we've got, I've let them know in front of me, we've got immunity. Okay. Most of us, we brag about what we do because we want the other person to give us some sort of acknowledgement or request. The genuine people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kitmanul amal, they actually go out their way to hide their good actions. So many examples from the Salaf. Ayyub al-Sikhtiyani rahimahullah. What a guy. He would pray tahajjud all night. And in the morning when Fajr time would come, okay, he would come out of his, even though he's been awake, he would come out and pretend to have just woken up, you know. He would pretend to have just woken up so that people would never find out that this is what he would do. So it's quite hard for me, especially to convince these guys. I don't know if Ibrahim Bhai is going to come out. The amount that these brothers have done, and there's so many unsung heroes sitting amongst you right now. If I see them, I'll try and pop them out. Who is Suleiman Bhai? You sit at the corner. Are they Abijaw? No, I won't bite. Tera kareeb Abijaw. Yeah, just sort them out. So we'll try and force them to share a bit about their experience. And I want it to come from them, not from me. Because if it came to a bayan, the ayat I recited before you of Surah An-Nur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the masajid, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is permitted that his name be exalted in these places. Imam Suyuti rahimahullah, he says, "Fi hadhihi al-ayah al-amr bita'zim al-masajid." That from these ayat, from these verses of the Quran, we learn about the ta'zim and how would you say the high status, the specialness, the auspicious nature, how we should be honoring the masajid. And if you look at the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from start to finish, whether it was building the masajid, in some narrations Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wipe off phlegm on the wall, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they follow that example, whether it was cleaning the masajid. We hear the famous narration of the Sahihain, where the female or the male cleaner of Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset when he wasn't informed of them passing away. So he was upset with the, and then he went to the graveyard just to pray because of the honor that they have been given just by keeping the masjid clean. And what is it all about? Okay. Because our actions to some degree, sometimes we know we're aware of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there comes a time and a point where he's aware of what you and me are doing, in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow for him to be informed. Uridtu ala ujuri ummati. He says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I was informed about the reward or the actions of my ummah until even qadat, yani the little bit of dirt, okay, or some problematic thing, yukhriju rajulu min al masjid, that he picked it up from his masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be informed or was informed about this little action, okay? And I'll finish on a little, and just, we can't really separate, because what it is, the issue that we have with masjid there is about the same issue with anything else in life. If you love and you care about something enough, if you love and you care about something enough, naturally khidmat and helping that place becomes of second nature. You don't really need to be told. I've got anecdote upon anecdote. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala an ibn al-Awwam. Do you know what his nickname was? What's your nickname?
Hafizab.
No nickname apart from Hafizab. No. Need to move on. They used to call him Hamam al-Masjid. Okay. The pigeon of the masjid. You know how pigeons, they just sit there all day. Okay. And for those, maybe not for you, Hafizab, but for those that are married, okay? Ajib al-Rabi' ibn Khuthaym rahimahullah. What does he say? He says, I would rather the sparrow in the masjid, the voice of the sparrow, what I hear from the little bird in the masjid, is more beloved to me than the voice of my own wife. Okay? I think everybody probably agree with that. Sometimes it gets a bit too much in the house. So, but these people were genuine people, yeah? You know, amazing Zahid al-Qudwa, Riz ibn Wabara, rahimahullah, he would never go to any place traveling. La yanzilu manzilatan, except what, that, you know what, he'd say, where's the masjid? And if there wasn't one, he would build one there and then. Okay, he would build one there and then with his hands just so that he could pray in the masjid. So we're going to move now on. That's just a very short introduction to get you all clued up, okay? Now, I'll be honest with you. I think that many people that are sitting to my left, their connection with the masjid is probably much more and better than me. Sulaiman Bhai, who's not aware of Sulaiman Bhai? Yeah? Well, I've not had much conversation with them. We meet in the Qabristan. You know, he's sitting there in his chair. Who has not seen him? But Sulaiman Bhai, maaf kar jo, yeah? But Tahdeed bin Ni'mat, yeah? You know, Zakaria Masjid's toilet downstairs, how long have they been out of service for? I'm not complaining, Waz, yet. I'm just messy. Okay. The only toilets that were in use were which ones? Those ones upstairs in the wuzu khana, yeah. When the cleaner was off, Sulaiman Bhai, Umar kachi, how old are you? 70, yeah. 70-year-old man, okay, toddling around. He would clean their masjids with his own hand. He would clean those toilets with his own hands. Okay. Many of you know this. Okay. So Sulaiman Bhai, because you are an elder, and you start with you. But a small question. Who's it? Would you think English, Urdu? Maga kyu karu? See, so we're going to mix majlis, okay? English is the main topic, but we're going to stick in a bit of Gujarati, bit of Surti variant, bit of Baruchi. If I get in a good mood, I might stick in a few Punjabi words. Kam karu, kyu karu? Chalo, pachi, inshallah. Okay. See that? It's too much humbleness. Right? We move on to next. MashaAllah. Chief Director of the Hajj program. I don't want to see with BCom volunteers for Tadfeen. Honestly, everybody who's not been to the Qabristan? Yeah. There's probably around about, how many volunteers are there, Suhail and BCom? More than 30, yeah. Okay. We go into the Qabristan. These guys don't get paid for it. Whoever they are sitting here. Day in, day out, they're actually fulfilling a fardi kifaya on behalf of you and me. Okay. I used to feel ashamed, so what I do sometimes, the boys know when it's hot in the summer, I kind of hand them a few ice lollies. Because in reality, this is a shared responsibility. So I'm going to pass the mic to Suhail Bhai. So I want Suhail Bhai just to introduce himself. We deal with the burial site. I think Yusuf dies here as well, yeah. And then maybe if we get time, okay. So they introduce who they are, how long they've been doing this sort of khidma, and then I'll fire them a question.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam rasulullah nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulih karim amma ba'd fa'ud billahi min shaitan rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli rabbi zidni ilman rabbi zidni ilman rabbi zidni ilman assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Suhail Hakim. Alhamdulillah, I've had the pleasure and the privilege of assisting our respected elder Suleiman Mama for over 10 years now, alhamdulillah, in the Qabristan. As children, as I see many of them around the Jamaat Khana right now, I used to go to the Qabristan and see our elders working in all manner of weather conditions, whether it was raining, whether it was hot, whether it was cold. Alhamdulillah, the work they have done over the years, we were inspired by that. We used to see them that they were very humble individuals, with just normal means. They had no rank, they had no hierarchy, they had no status. They were just everyday individuals who you would see on the street in the masjid, and they took it upon themselves to fulfill, as Mufti Saba said, the fardh kifaya, the rights of the community and the rights of the bereaved. And just by watching, just by helping, just by moving some tools around, alhamdulillah, with a passion, we showed a passion, we showed a desire, we showed a purpose, and we saw the sense of fulfillment from what they were doing as well. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in that position. Now, when Mufti Saab sent this poster of the topic of today, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose us for khidmah? And I thought about that question and I thought to myself, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use you for khidmah? Absolutely He does. Simply because there's times where you want to be somewhere and help somebody in a certain way, you would like to be there, and for whatever reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it that you're not there. And then there's other instances where you had no inclination, no idea, absolutely no thought of being in a position where you will be needed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you in that position. I say this simply because it's not something I've read somewhere, but I found myself in that position. Whether it's been in the Qabristan, whether it's been in the Masjid, and whether it's been on the plains of Arafat or in Mashayir generally. Mufti Saab, do we have some time to give a couple of anecdotes and a couple of examples as well?
Go for it. Give one. And whilst you're doing it, I want you to answer the question, okay? What's the strangest thing you've seen in the Qabristan, Khidmat?
What we were always told by Sulaiman Mama is what you hear and what you see in the Qabristan, what you see in the Janaza Khana, what you see in the Ghusl Khana, it stays with you. And we've always held true to that. We've never divulged or shared what we have experienced in these instances. And believe me, there are quite scary and frightening instances, alhamdulillah. And I think with that humility and that seriousness within your heart to say that you're doing that for a good reason, for a good purpose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically suppresses the urge, the desire, and enough to say, okay, share with that person what you saw and what you experienced. I did once share one example.
Do that water when you...
Absolutely. I shared one example where we couldn't make any sense of what we were experiencing at that time, where we had this scent coming from a grave which otherwise would be absolutely stifling with a vulgar smell. The smell that comes from the grave, especially what we have in Bolton, is unbearable. It literally, when I walk into the house, I'm summoned to go straight into the shower because of the smell that comes with us when we've been splashed by that water running through the sewage system. But on that particular day, the scent was so pungent, so strong, I had to look at Suleiman and say, what is that smell? Because it was raining, so it can't be from anybody who's wearing some itar. Or logically, it cannot be coming from the grave, because that couldn't make any sense, because it's not logic. It doesn't happen like that, because it was raining. I looked at Suleiman Mama and I told him, that where is that smell coming from? And he just looked at me and smiled and nodded his head. And that, for me, was an ishara to just leave it at that. And Allahu alam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what that means. Another example, I'll give you two very small examples before...
Before you go on that example, I like what you just said. See, what it is that sometimes we get caught in what we see, the zahir, maybe the mud, maybe the rain, bodies decaying, yeah? Who's this masjid named after? Okay. Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Sahib Khandelwi Rahimahullah, yeah? See, sometimes we don't realize it, that, you know, piety flows in your veins and it comes out your body parts. I remember our Hazrat Mona Yusuf Mutala Sahib Rahimullah, Qari Yusuf will remember this. He would talk about Monana Zakariya Sahib, that he would sweat profusely to the extent, Benen Hovana, you know, you know, the banan t-shirts that you wear, yeah? He goes that when we would take off Hazrat's banan and we would rinse it, okay, we would actually get water, sweat pouring out when we twist. But Hazrat goes, you know what? Rather than B.O., maaf kar jo, yeah? He goes, it was almost as if the sweat of Sheikh Zakaria rahimahullah had been drenched in musk. It would smell that beautiful. Okay? So why am I saying this? I'm saying this because when we go down and the Kiri Makore, Maisi, Eli Maisi, Maisi, Maisi. When we go into the grave, okay, we want to be like Azam Maulana Zakaria sahab rahmatullah alayh, where when we decay, okay, our actions give us this honor that Suhail had witnessed in the Qabristan. MashaAllah. Suhail, do the anecdote and then we're going to move on.
InshaAllah. And also, before I even continue, I've been...
Friend of you. Ibrahim Bhai, you're a friend of you.
I've been given this point.
Just a mic, when you go. Adil, I'm very good. No, Adil, I'm MC. मैं एमसी आप डीजे हैं आप मैं एमसी हूं on you go so we'll finish that point
and Mufti Saab has given us this podium here today to speak about Mufti Saab has given us this podium to speak about our experiences and of all the different facets of khidma that we do when it comes to masjid. I don't know why I'm sitting here in front of Hafiz Idris Bhai. Then for the Qabristan,
we wanted Hafiz Idris, but then they thought they might think the chairman's put us up to saying a message, and Hafiz Idris Sahib knows me that he, you know what I mean, so we would have actually had him, and next time inshallah maybe we will have him. Yep. But carry on.
And then you got for the Qabristan, we've got Suleiman Mama, we've got Firoz, we've got Inayat over there, we've got all our team over here. When it comes to Hajj, we've got Harun Mama sitting over there, we've got Qari Sahib sitting at the back who has given us so much nasiha. We've got Mufti Asmar here, we've got Maulana Ilyas Raja over there. All these shuyukh elders and scholars amongst us have put us where we are and what we do. When it comes to charity, alhamdulillah, one of the, you know, forefront of the charity khidmat given in Palestine at the moment is you've got Usman Bhai over here as well, alhamdulillah. So these are the true assets. These are the true warriors, the soldiers, you know, the khadims of the community. And then inshallah, we've got the youngsters amongst us. We hope that we will be filling in the shoes where we are no longer available. So just one last anecdote before I pass it along. During Hajj, I'll give you the example of Hajj. There was so often we found ourselves in position where, especially in current times when the heat is so extreme and the pilgrims are absolutely hoping and begging for somebody to come around the corner. Alhamdulillah, we've had the privilege of doing khidmah of so many shuyukh as well in the plains of Arafat. And alhamdulillah, Maulana Yusuf Darwan always tells me this as well, that Suhail, you always keep mentioning this example of me, but I always tell him that it is at the time that you told me to remember these moments, because if you remember these moments, they'll stay with you and you'll have more and more of a zeal and a drive to continue doing what you do. And what you do, you have no value for it because you do it anyway, but to others it means a lot. Yusuf Mola Yusuf Darwan, so Mola Yusuf Darwan used to say to me, Suhail, whilst we were facing difficulty during Hajj in 2022, every time I made dua at that point to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we need some madad, we need some help, at that very moment, round the corner, we used to look over our shoulder and you used to come round. Every time we used to ask for something or some help, you happened to be there at that time to fulfill that need. Now, this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be somewhere. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to be there, there was an example in 2023 where I happened to be literally within meters of Maulana Yusuf Darwan. And he was extremely, extremely struggling at the Jamarat where he had an abscess and he couldn't walk any longer. He dropped me an audio message to say, Suhail, we need assistance, where are you? I happened to be literally a few meters away, but I didn't see the message. I saw the message an hour later and I related that to Maulana as well, that the time where you needed me, I was there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had other plans where I had to be somewhere else and I couldn't. But literally, when we looked at it geographically on our map, we were literally a few moments away. That's an example, inshallah. So I will pass the mic on to Mufti Sahib and to my brothers to the left of me, inshallah. So carry on and speak a little bit more of their experiences as well, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Sorry, I've realized that I need to stop moving around. That's what's causing that noise. Right, the next speaker, okay. Put your hand up if you know this man to my left. Okay, put your hand up if you don't know this man to the left. Don't know. Mashallah, yeah. This is exactly why we did this program. So remember I said at the beginning, the pious people find it hard to talk about their actions. Okay. So Ibrahim Bhai Saeed is the first or one of the first secretaries of the old Zakaria Masjid, which you can see across the road. Okay. He will explain to you, and I'm going to ask him some questions afterwards, that there was a time where there was a parent body that handled not only Zakaria Masjid but Tayyiba Masjid together. And then I think Medina Masjid got added on before it went elsewhere, but that's a different story. So Ibrahim Bhai was in the old office. So Ibrahim Bhai, I know you're going to find this tough. I just want to briefly tell them your experience when you came, okay? And the quicker you do your introduction, the quicker I can get on to question number one, inshallah. And if you get stuck, you can phone a friend, Suleiman Bhai. Taruf apna karan le mukhtasar.
My name is Ibrahim Saeed.
How old are you?
Originally from, I'm 81 years of age, and into the Asr Maghrib twilight zone of my life. The sun can set any time. Malum nahi zindagi ki kis gali mein sham ho jaye. So, 81 age, India mein, I was born in India. Did my matric from Surat, went to Pakistan University and Chartered Accountancy from there. Came here in 1969 to Bolton. And at that time, the Zakaria Masjid had just started. And the founding members was mainly Ali Bhai Seth, by this father, Hanif Bhai Amra, Adam Bhai Rokar, Shafi Bhai Patel. I am a Jahiliyat thiya mera to yani namaz se itni ye thi nahi magar ye hai ke jumme mein aate the baad mein once in 1971 because I was a chartered accountant one of the committee member asked me to prepare the accounts of the masjid the income and expenditure account and balance sheet whatever may be so I did it it was my profession and they invited me to the annual general meeting also and I presented the accounts now in that meeting afterwards out of the selection they made me the treasurer of the Masjid Zakaria also. That is how I started the khidmat of Zakaria Masjid. And second year it was is it okay? Carry on.
Thoda kareeb kar le, thoda uncha.
Then I became secretary afterwards. At that time it was actually two masjids only, Tayyiba and Zakaria. The organigram was that there was Islamic culture center at the top with a president and a general secretary. They were doing the outside works like home office and police and town hall, etc. But both the masjid had their own committee, their president and secretary and seven members each. So I was the general secretary and president was Yaqub Bhai Menk, if you know, Tankarvi from Hadiwal Road area. I carried on until about 4 or 5 years. Hadraman Yusuf Mutana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the first imam here after 68 when the masjid was established. Then Maulana Abdul Haq Said. And then very, very big alims have been serving here just as well. At that time, we didn't have a big masjid. So for Eid, we used to use either Town Hall or Sidwell Street as a sports hall. And many Akabirin have visited us. Many Akabirin. The first was Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And then it was Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Then all the people followed after that. Baatein to bahut hai. I have got so many things. I'm Qari Sahib ki bhi aur Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib ki, magar this is not the forum to do it. I carried on until 74. Then I was getting involved in Darul, and I had to go for collection to South Africa and Kuwait. So then I parted ways with Zakaria Masjid, but carried on with them for the financial services, whatever I could do.
So, Ibrahim Bhai, the reason why we have you, you're representing the Maghrib and Isha flock. Suhail by myself, Yusuf. We are, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when we'll pass away. But we're in the middle of our lives. Okay, we're around about the Zuhr time. And Hafiz Abdul Mannan at the end there, inshallah, because Allah Pak can give him long life, inshallah. Yeah. He's just on his Fajr. He said Fajr in the morning. So what we want to know from you, Ibrahim Bhai, is when Zakariya Masjid was starting, what was the most difficult thing in the early years?
Most difficult was the finance, money. Because 90% of the population, our Asian population, they were working in factories in those days. I can remember in Bolton, we were the only...
Phone a friend. Boharu. Boharu. Double team. MashaAllah, tag team. MashaAllah.
So... Finance was a big problem. It was a community hall type of thing of church. They were offering prayers in Walter Street in a small terraced house because it was all a series of streets of terraced houses. And Ali Bhai Said and other few people were praying namaz there. The next door neighbor, it was an old lady, very awkward. She used to complain to the town hall and planning officers. But then this property came for sale. So that old lady said that you can go and check about it. So Ali Bhai said, call Hanif Bhai Amla, Shafi Bhai Patel. He was also one of the old guard, and Adam Bhai Rokar, and they negotiated £2,700 in 1968, and they bought it. That is how it all started. Our main problem was definitely finance. Should I carry on? Finance was a main problem. Plus, we didn't have a big masjid. That was a small hall, but it was okay for that time. So Eid namaz, we used to, sometimes in town hall or Sidwell Street, we used to hire them and do it. Traffic was a problem. There were quite a few problems. Otherwise, alhamdulillah, at that time, the sincerity and the unity was much. It was a passion. I mean, everybody was a new masjid, and Tayyiba Masjid was there. So everybody helping each other, and not much of a communal things or groupings, or everybody was helping so much, alhamdulillah. And the influence of Maulana Yusuf Mutala Sahab played a very, very important role.
Ibrahim Bhai, Jazakumullah Khaira. Ibrahim Bhai, when you were secretary of Zakariya Masjid, okay, what things perhaps do you see then that we are now missing today? If you want to answer that question, obviously you're an outsider. What things did we have in the early days that we as youngsters, yeah, you and me, what do we need to hold on to?
Well, because I don't know about today's management and the other things and khidmat of the youngsters, but I think...
All the mistakes are down to him, and anything right I do, all the good things I've done. Mufti Rukman Sahib, me and Mufti Rukman Sahib, just joking. Hadrat Beit Takalluf, obviously you don't know anybody here, just generally speaking.
No, apart from that, because I'm almost a retired man, so medicine is expired medicine, so I'm past that expired age. So I don't know much about it. But actually, only one word is required for khidmat, that is the compromise. We used to have people in committee from different walks of life, but it was mainly compromise and sincerity. These two things very, very important. If you come for a show off, and then it's not good. You have to be very, very sincere. And we, in those days, we had different types of problems what you have now. For example, once there was a person, Abdul Bhai's son. He had a distinctive beard at the age of 16 in the high school. And he was in a Haywood school, and the headmaster was Jew, and he objected for the beard. So as a secretary, then we represented the Zakariya Masjid and his father, but I asked him whether you are definitely, you will carry on battle to the last. His father agreed, so we went to see the headmaster. What they did, that they called the race relation officer, who was a retired police officer, Mr. Tuttle. I knew him. He was also called there. Me and boy's father went there. Now, fortunately, that boy was doing hips here. Now, in the meeting, that Mr. Tuttle said that we have got a fatwa from the Arab Masjid, Regent Park Masjid from London, about the beard. So what I preempted, that are you a Protestant or Roman Catholic? It's a personal question. So he said, I'm a Roman Protestant. I said, okay. So if you have any problem, will you go to the room or you will ask somebody here? She says, no. I mean, because the room. I said, we have got two masjid and we have got four imams here, fully qualified from institutes in India. I mean, rather than asking here, why did you ask them? So it lasted for about a good 2-3 hours. They did not budge. But at the end of the day, what happened actually after a month or two, the school was over. But then he allowed for the beer to be done. And these were some problems. Once there was a Diwali in October, Eid in November, and Christmas in December. So somebody suggested that we should celebrate these three festivals together, all the three communities. Now, unfortunately, they were suggesting our hall, Zakaria Masjid Hall. And me and Mr. Meng, the president, did not want to use that as a, because the Hindus would be coming and Garba and other things. So we just refused it. We negotiated. There were some people in our community who are very conservative also, but we had to be liberal sometimes. We had to be liberal. So these are, I will not go into much of the details at that time.
Ibrahim Bhai is, I didn't think he was going to come today because he was that unwell. But you know, remember I told you that love, okay? So Hazrat, you can leave whenever you want, inshallah. Yeah? The reason why I'm giving Ibrahim Bhai more time on the mic is because I know that he may wish to leave early. Ibrahim Bhai, when it came to the challenges of the time, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the challenge of today, what is it that you would advise in 100 years time, when perhaps only one or two will be remaining in this room? You mentioned sincerity, ikhlas. You mentioned compromise. Yeah. Is there anything else? If not, that's fine. I might be able to share something. Is there anything else in terms of, for example, when you were struggling, when you were, you know, when they say there was either money not coming in, or perhaps you had a fight with somebody, or perhaps somebody beat you up or threatened you. Okay, if you're clever, you'll understand that maybe these things happened. What is it that helped you the most in those times?
I don't know for the future, but I think you should respect the views of others, even in committee or working or masjid or madrasa. I can give one example. You know this Adelaide Street Mandir, the temple. I had just left from this committee because I wanted to go to South Africa for the collection. Now, in that time, that property came for sale. It was a warehouse. It was our clothing and shoes. So because I had good connection in the town hall, planning department and other departments, so they approached me. The agent approached me. And I inquired from the planning permission because there was no masjid apart from the Zakaria Masjid. So we thought with Mona Yusuf Sahib, we can open masjid over there. So because I was only in the committee member, so I approached the new committee that if you can approach, planning permission will not be a problem. It's a very good idea in the Adelaide Street. But for a simple reason, because there were certain difference of opinions in ourselves and the other committee members. Some politics started playing at that time. So that's why. Now they said, whatever Ibrahim Saeed and Mona Yusuf Sahib says, don't involve in it. This was the dividing line. So they did not buy that. And really it fills me. Whenever I pass from there and see the temple, it hurts me. It hurts me. That had they listened to, we didn't want to buy. Masjid should have bought, masjid should have done. So I think respect each other's views, because you are not always right. And if you are pointing a finger to somebody, you are pointing three fingers to you. But at that time, we were not we are just like personal, don't grab that type of thing.
Bahut shukriya, Ibrahim bhai. Ibrahim bhai, I'm going to now just move the mic, but then I'm going to bring you back in. Because jab aap unki baatein sunenge na, Yusuf bhai, so Yusuf, they are political scientists, mashallah. He's done a lot of effort in the community. But Yusuf bhai, I'm just going to, because I feel a bit guilty that I snatched the mic of Suhail. Just on the Qabristan point of view, yeah? Just on the Qabristan point of view. When it's freezing cold, and you need to get out, okay, why do you do it?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
If you're on overtime for it, tell them.
That's fine. Let me tell you why I ended up volunteering at the Qabristan. Alhamdulillah, I've been lucky enough to volunteer for a number of things because I'm standing on the shoulders of giants across from me who have given up so much time, and they just lead by example. You watch them, they don't need to say anything, and then you follow them, like Suleiman uncle over here. Now, when it comes to the Qabristan, I'm one of those people that likes to go to as many janazas as possible. And I went to one janazah, and I still remember this. It was a winter evening, like today, but much more wet and windy. And Bhai Sohail was on his own, pulling water out of a grave. And Asif Patel, from the Bolton Council Mosques, was teaching at madrasa. And Asif was teaching at madrasa, and he came straight from the madrasa, partially abandoned the kids at the madrasa to turn up and volunteer. I was like, I thought you had enough volunteers. He goes, on some days we do, some days we don't. I goes, Bismillah, I'd love the opportunity to be able to volunteer. This was February 2020. I said I want to volunteer. I actually never said that. Sohail Bhai said to me, we always need help. Why don't you volunteer? So thanks to Sohail Bhai, alhamdulillah, I ended up volunteering. And I'm going to say something here, because when you ask me this question, and when you ask me to think about this, you know, all volunteering has to be seen as virtuous. But the benefits of volunteering are, first and foremost, are for the pleasure of Allah. But having the benefit of personal development, which even comes in that situation, and the opportunity to serve the community and humanity, alhamdulillah, those are the things that I get from volunteering. It's humbling because sometimes you'll be on the car park ensuring that the non-Muslim residents are not inconvenienced by what's happening. That opportunity in 2020 happened just before COVID, and alhamdulillah, I'm a fairly resilient person, but if I was stuck at home during that period of COVID and not being able to get out of the house, I think my own well-being would have been affected. I'm going to be very honest with you. So Allah gave me the opportunity to be there every single day. We were doing, on average, 3 janazas every day during that period, and some of the janazas were really, really inspiring. There was one janazah, and I'll leave you with this example because I have this tendency to go on with this, so I don't want to take that opportunity to do that. But there was this
one. I'll put you 6 feet under if you don't go. If you go on too long.
I don't want to be forced 6 feet under by a Glaswegian. Sorry, Mr. Sal.
No worries.
But I remember one very clearly. So one of our volunteers, Muzar, his father had just passed, and we were always looking to see who was going to be the next person buried to him. 3 people turned up. They looked, I assume they were Caucasian, they were white English people. They weren't. They were 2 Kosovans and 1 Bosnian. So I said, whose janazah have you turned up to? That's it. And I said, this gentleman here is English, white English, and he spent half of his life in Kosovo and Bosnia helping Muslims during the Yugoslav war. And he's lived amongst you, and he came to Islam, and nobody even knew him as a neighbor, but he came to Islam. Imagine being blessed to be in the janazah of somebody like this. Somebody who our community didn't even know exists in our community. And by volunteering, you get the opportunity to be in the janazah of those kind of people, alhamdulillah. You get the opportunity, Hafizabti, I'm not going to mention him by name, but he knows who I'm looking at. And there were times during COVID when we didn't even have somebody to do the dua. Hafizab would turn up from the masjid here. I'm looking at him, so he knows. And he would just do the dua. So these opportunities are plenty, and I didn't think that I'd end up volunteering at the Qabristan, but thanks to Sohail Bhai, struggling that day on a very wet and windy day, alhamdulillah, I got the opportunity to volunteer. And I do a lot of volunteering, and I think the question, like I said to you, I'll finish again on this point, that I think all volunteering, you know, I've run a project on behalf of the government which looked at why black and minority ethnic people, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Muslim people don't volunteer. And we volunteer in abundance. But what we don't do because we think that it's not, I'll lose the ability to gain the reward from Allah. We don't talk about it where it's relevant. With the right niyyah, we need to talk about it where it's relevant to inspire the people. You've brought some great people here to talk about what they're doing so they can inspire the people. And one last thing I will also say is the masjid, I know they've got a brilliant thing just behind us. There's the ghusl volunteers that are in this masjid. Alhamdulillah, they inspire me much more than the volunteering that I do in the Janaza Khana. A friend of mine from one of the Manchester masjids said to me during COVID that you're very, very lucky because everybody was worried about COVID and how you were going to deal with some of the people that we were burying. And people who were getting trained up in Manchester to do the ghusl were worried and concerned for their health. Here, alhamdulillah, there was never such a thing. We were burying people on time and Islamically as well, alhamdulillah, because that's the ghusl volunteers that have been doing it, and Suleiman Bhai headed it, but alhamdulillah. And also one more thing I will say as well, sorry, this is what I told you, don't give me the mic. People like Ibrahim Bhai, one of the other volunteers we should have here is young people should document their stories to inspire the next generation of young people. So I kindly request that we have ghusl volunteers on that board when it gets updated, and we also have the opportunity to get young people to write down or record, if you want to, because you now have phone devices, the stories of our elders, because from those stories it will help shape where we are and the future of Islam in this country, inshallah.
Barakallah. Yusuf Bhai, to be honest, you're right. If I sat and talked to any one of you, I could easily kill an hour just on each one. But what is, we're just trying to get a small message out. Now, when you were talking, Hazrat, you know, so many things that I need to mention. Hazrat Ibrahim Bhai mentioned Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. You guys probably never seen him. Probably not even heard of the name. Let's be, yeah, a bit young, yeah. But one of his students still lives in Blackburn, Mufti Inayatullah Sahib. Okay. An absolute legend. Don, as you guys would put it. So you talk about COVID. Again, this is what I was informed. That, you know, when COVID first struck, okay, you know, everybody was a bit hesitant. I'm going to wash this body. And mashallah, you guys got over it faster than a lot of other people, yeah? But right at the beginning, when the first janaza came into Blackburn, when Mufti Inayatullah Sahib sensed this hesitancy, obviously within the confines of the law, do you know what he said to everybody? He said, washing this body, ghusl, is a fard kifaya. If nobody is prepared to do it, everybody outside, I'll wash him myself. I'll wash him myself. Mm-hmm. You know, because what it is, what these big giants inherited from the likes of Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, you go further up, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahimahullah, Sheikh Ul Hind, you know this, you know, nowadays kids, would you call it identity? Okay? This is what, you know, we are talking about Mufti Luqman Sahib's granddad. That's who we're talking about when he said. So I go on and on. I'm going to finish the Qabristan topic because I think we've done it to death. On one point, well, again, Hazrat mentioned Adam Bhai Dokar, Rahmatullah Ali. He passed away 3 months ago, Sohail? 4 months ago? July, yeah. Just this summer. And this is very important, okay? And I wish that other communities were here and they really need to hear this. So when Adam Bhai Dokar was buried at the new end, okay, so hereby I'll tell you, literally, there was so many people that all the way back to the janaza guy, yani, there was a queue. So when I was walking out, Sohail Bhai said to me, Asma, there's another janaza. Okay? And so there was hundreds of people for his grave. Guess how many people were at the second janaza? I think it was about 4 or 5. Okay? Yeah, Sohail, jazakallah for telling me. So I went up, okay? And I seen a boy your age, how old are you? 14, yeah. And a boy your age, how old are you? 11. So there's a 14-year-old and 11-year-old standing, not moving. So I went up to them, and I said to the 14-year-old, I goes, who passed away? Do you know what they said? This is our dad. Okay. So I thought to myself, okay, yeah, your father's passed away. I goes, do you have any family? Do you have any uncles? Sohail, you can second us, yeah. And they said, what did they say? They said, we do have an uncle, but the only person here from all of our family is my father's friend. So then I went to his father's friend. There was a family from Lancaster, they're now in Bolton, mashallah. This is where his khidmah is important, because these brothers then set them up with Ashrafiya. They moved here, yeah? Because their dad's no longer here. Okay? Just because we know Adam by Rokar, okay? It could be, rahmatullahi, it could be that the virtue is actually in helping the people that don't have that support. Yes? So I went up to his father's friend and I said, look, where is the guy's brother? He lives in Nelson. How far is Nelson from you? 40 minutes, yeah. He goes, they had a fight and he refused to come to the janazah of his brother. When he knew that his nephew, 14-year-old and 15-year-old, were burying their own heart with their own hands. There's no tutting here. I'm saying tutting because what it is that, you know, when you have connection with the masjid, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with these sort of contacts. Okay, and this is our role, okay? So jazai khair to, you know, Sahil Bhai. Because if he hadn't pointed it out, I would have just been one of the other, you know, people that came and went. Okay, there were so many people, you couldn't even notice there was another janazah. So we're going to finish from the janazah topic, okay? Ibrahim Bhai, if you wish to say anything, just tap me on the shoulder. Because we need to hear more from you. I think we've still got... normally we give about an hour, okay? So we'll go along, inshallah, then the food will be ready. For the janazah people, sorry for the BCOM volunteers. Again, BCOM, I'll be honest with you, I don't know who runs BCOM, but without the volunteers, okay, I don't think BCOM will be BCOM. You guys are the real heroes. So Allah Pak reward you, keep you, give you that istiqamat, because we're gonna close that chapter. Now we move on to Hafiz Abdul Mannan, okay? Hafiz Abdul Mannan, how old are you?
I'm 17, but you put 16 on the poster. That's okay. It's all right.
Listen, you don't know, everybody wants to look younger nowadays. Yeah, I mean, everybody wants to look younger. So Hafiz Abdul Mannan, in 2 minutes, okay, because what it is, you're the youngest guy we've got on the panel. Okay, if you think about it, there's actually 60 plus years between that end and that end. So this is 60 years of khidmat, okay, condensed. So tell me, what do you do for Zakaria?
So assalamu alaikum. I'm Abdul Mannan. Obviously, I know most of you here. You know me. Out of all of these honorable, respective uncles, I've done the least, I'll be honest.
Don't call me uncle, I'm a brother. You call him uncle.
So I study here for HIPS class. I haven't done much, to be honest. I haven't worked on any big projects, but it's just the small acts that I've done. For example, it wasn't just me, it was these guys. So, so first of all, we do the boys club in the. Yeah, so we do that in the holidays where the children come to play in the masjid, look at the environment of the masjid and so on. I volunteer for that. My uncle, he's my first uncle, he does da'wah in Bolton Town Center. And I've been with him about 2 or 3 times. Alhamdulillah, that's a very good experience. It's good to see him getting shahadas in, alhamdulillah. Last time went there, he got 3 shahadas, alhamdulillah. What about Friday? That's nothing. That's nothing. Just getting the food and coming back to the masjid, that's nothing. Okay, we'll get that in as well. No. It's just it's not a big act. It's just, it doesn't take that much time, not that much effort.
Mashallah.
No. That's not that big either.
Don't worry. Listen, he's an ustad in it. When ustad speaks, let him talk in it. He's singing for a reason. Hikmat hoti hai badogi baaton. Let's go on to my second question to you. Yeah, what do you think the average 16, 17, 18-year-old does to pass time? What do you do? One person at one time. Phone. Okay, it's myself on the phone. What else do they do? Huh? 16-year-old generally don't work. I know, huh? What? Revise, okay. So if they want to study, like Qari Yusuf, what hobbies do they have? What do they spend hours doing? Sport, okay. What else? Okay. What do you guys think, like Hafiz Abdul Mannan, yeah? What if everybody's hobby, every 16-year-old's hobby was just to do a khidmat in the masjid? You know, when you got free time, let's go to the masjid, say Mufti Luqman Sahib, is there anything the masjid needs? Okay? You know why I'm saying this? Because he probably won't like me do it, yeah? So he'll, you know, in the middle, yeah? Do you think he's short of a few pounds? Do you think he's short of a few pounds? Okay, you know, he drives an electric i5. I know because I borrowed it once and I had to stop 4 times on the way to Glasgow. I mean, I won't ask again. Okay. Now, why I'm saying this to you is, you know, mashallah, he's got a lot of big family, Hakim Group. They've got over 400 opticians, yeah. But that man there, Allah Pa'a give him istiqamat, he will literally follow the sunnah of scraping dirt of the masjid. He will wipe what comes out of a year end with his own nails in Tayyiba Masjid in the toilet. Okay? He didn't get paid to do it. Why is he doing it? Because it's his hobby. Khidma is his hobby. Okay? That's what I'm saying, that for us, if you're going to learn, mashallah, alim class, great. If you're studying, even better. But see, if you don't have something important to do, you're not going on jamaat, can't miss out the jamaatis, yeah? Then, you know, just offer khidma to your masjid. Just come and say, you know what, give me one thing to do. And say, I've only got 1 hour a week. And even if it's something simple, like tidying up, you're following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when you get older, okay, the other thing that we have sometimes is that, you know, don't shoot up your pay grade. Hafiz Abdul Mannan Sahib cannot be, maybe he might be, but he needs to go through certain experience. He needs to understand that you have limitations, okay? You can't conquer the world. So Hafiz Abdul Mannan Sahib, just very quickly, because we're going to move on to the final section. Okay, Eli Raja, wherever you are, come here. Need to talk about your granddad. You want to get food, yaar. Is there anybody from Harun Raja Marhum's family? You know what, I'll get Suleiman. Yeah, get one of the Rajas forward. I don't know who Kira is, yaar. Just 2 minutes, sit over here so I can give you the mic, because I can't throw it. Tech let us down. There you go. Okay.
Mufti Sahib, you often say, Mufti Sahib often says, you mention our names, you name drop us, but the reason we're name dropped is because we're the noisy ones. You know, we're the noisy ones. We make the most noise, so automatically the attention comes towards us. Below. But it's the team and the brothers around us, the quiet ones that actually sit there, take everything in, and they go about and do what we're talking about today. There's so many brothers from Tayyiba Masjid over here as well who actually help at Zakaria, and brothers from Zakaria who we've seen at Tayyiba as well. So this is what it's very important, that unity and teamwork is very important. I know I've just pinched the microphone, but this will be very, very beneficial, because this is a summary of my weekend this weekend. I've just come back from a conference I've been at all weekend for our organization. All we had all weekend was speakers. They were all celebrities, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, you know, spent thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds on them to speak and tell us about mindfulness, tell us about inner focus. And this week we had a concept we were working on. It's known as Ikigai. Ikigai, which is a Japanese concept of purpose and feeling content inside. Every single one of those speakers that came mentioned three things that struck a chord with somebody like myself who was there. As Muslims, we are spiritual people. We do zikr. Yeah, we're all zakirin. We have a focus. Our focus is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So between our heart and between our focus, there's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these guys, some were Buddhists, some were Christians, some were agnostic. They have a focus, and all of them, they spoke about three things that we naturally have as Muslims: charity, community, and faith. They said for longevity, to have a successful, prosperous life, research has told them from 5 zones around the world that having these things in your life will give you longevity. We had one speaker coming, Dan, who does a lot of writing for National Geographic. He's been to 5 zones of the world where people live up to 105, 120, which is of around the world. Those are the most highly populated centenarians around the world. And all they spoke about is how they live their lives and how they are around other people. And so many of what the things of what they had is what we have naturally as Muslims. So that, along with Mufti Sahib and all the brothers saying, khidma, giving your time to charity, to the masjid, to the community, and to yourselves, inshallah, will give you good longevity as well, inshallah.
Before I talk about giving the azan in the masjid, I need to ask Ibrahim Bhai one very important question. Ibrahim Bhai, we've got it. We've heard from Suleiman Bhai, Suhail Bhai, Yusuf Bhai, Hafiz Abdul Manan. We come to the masjid, we're offering our services. Kya hota hai ke inevitably shaitan gets in somewhere. We get upset with somebody. Okay. Well, Hafiz Idris Sahib, he won't mind me saying this. I think there was a meeting upstairs when I first came to Bolton. So obviously, you know, we're not big ulama, we're students of deen. If I feel that something's not right in the meeting, I'm going to say this isn't right. Okay. I think Hafiz Idris Sahib got upset with me, and afterwards at the food, I went and sat beside him to cheer him up. Like, Uncle G, you know, Uncle, he's a real uncle, yeah. I said, cheer him up. Bechara, he was, you know, a little bit upset with me. He wasn't talking to me, yeah. But eventually he came around, okay. Like, look, Hafiz Sahib, forgive me. I had to say what I had to say for the sake of Allah. But we're still brothers. And mashallah, look, Hafiz Sahib still invites me, still needs to be with respect, okay. I try to beat him and being late for Fajr, so he has to lead it. And he tries to come at the end, so he doesn't have to pray Fajr. Why am I asking Ibrahim Bhai? Because we've got a lot of volunteers, okay. They come up to me and they say, you know what? I did this for Zakariya Masjid, this happened, I'm never going back. Okay, what advice would you give them, Salman Bhai, Ibrahim Bhai? What advice would you give to those people who have been upset volunteering and then they lose the khidmah or they don't want to do khidmah? And it could be both ways. It could be to the people in the masjid or it could be to the people stepping out. Or Naraj Tegyo.
Mufti Sahib, all he's saying is just forgive and forget and just move along and just bring them back, inshallah.
You know, that's it. Okay. That's it. Yeah. Come back next morning. QB, Rizwan Bhai, Uttar Thalli Ogi Shadi, Maaf Kar Diyo, Bas Agge Chalo. Let's look at the next objective. Yes? QB, Muhammad Chipaya. We didn't get into the AGM. No problem. Let's move on. Yeah, I mean, let's build new Tayyiba. Okay?
Return to your intention.
Mike Devono?
I struggle with this. You know, when you're volunteering sometimes. And like Sohail said, we've got a bit of a louder voice, and then we there's some people who don't say much at all and just continue. And when you struggle with this, why? What's the purpose of why you're doing what you're doing again? You just return to your intention, return to your niyyah, inshallah. And if you return to your niyyah, you should be able to follow in the footsteps of our Prophet ﷺ and others in becoming modest and saying sorry and moving on.
It was about a very good point. Yeah, grow a bit of thick skin. Do you think the Sahaba didn't fall out with each other during the khidmat of deen? Grow a bit. You know, if somebody shouts at you, Uncle G, doesn't mean you stop coming to the masjid. Of course, they're wrong in maybe what they've done. You have to, because you're doing that khidmah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yeah? On the day of judgment. Okay. Ibrahim Bhai, anything to add? Anything to add? Anything to add? Koi mashwara, una mano mashwara.
In our time, the khidmat was very difficult. Now, because of the technology and all the other things available, for example, there's a big masjid now. We used to have namaz in this silver hall and other streets, and they used to go after chant when we used to get information about chant. At night time, there were 10, 20, 30 volunteers used to go to the hall. Niche people which had it here. So it was difficult, more difficult in those days. Collection ke liye, the committee members were given one book every month, door to door in their own designated area. They used to do collection, £1, 50 pence, £2. It was very difficult, very difficult. Agar bhai to khidmat se khuda milta hai, ibadat se jannat, to kuch bhi ho jaye, one has to be, something happens. You may not be happy what happened, but this khidmat is for Allah, not for the masjid, not for the committee.
SubhanAllah. Acha, who is that Raja Khandan? So Nabi Kareem, whoever he is,
in 50 years, I have yet to see a better Khadim than Sulaiman Bhai and Harun Bhai Raja.
Allahu Akbar.
There have been many. I'm not saying anything.
Badi baat hai.
You have Harun Bhai, dekha.
Maaf kar do
usme. 50. You are the culprit?
I am the culprit. Fidgety. Hadrat, ek comment na. Part karo, because what is when you enter after I've said the hadith asr ke rolo. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that whoever gives azan in a masjid for 12 years, dakhal al jannah. Harun Bhai Raja gave azan for how many years in this masjid? Mike me karo.
More than 50 years. And he maintained the Zakaria Masjid because he knew electrical work, electronic work, and little bit of carpentry. And he built that minbar for Zakaria Masjid, and he used to maintain loudspeaker. There were not many sophisticated systems. Loudspeaking, lights and plugs and everything he used to maintain. And Allah Pakai, what death he was given? He was giving azan and he passed away.
SubhanAllah. Ye jo kissa hai na.
Last sakarat ko kudid bimari ke.
You know this kissa. JC is not here. Wo jo nazam hai na, Junaid Chapdi. Probably because he's worried. Is he here? Your food poisoning? Yeah, because he didn't want to say this. Junaid Chapti told me. I thought maybe because he's Ummah welfare in it and this is Al Khair, maybe he thought, you know, I won't be welcome. Tell him he's welcome. He said, I went to visit Harun Raja on his deathbed, Rahmatullahi. I went to visit this person on his deathbed because I was sitting there, his son was sitting there, and in unconscious state, Harun Bhai Raja flipped up, okay? It's nice the way GC says that. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They thought, what's going on here? Snapped, looked at their times, Maghrib time. Yani everybody around had forgotten, you know, somebody's passing away, it's okay, we read later, yeah? Automatically, he goes, you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with that khidmat, that he, yani, even if he was dying, he wasn't letting it go. Why am I saying this? Because, you know, you don't, of course, the ulama, like Suhail mentioned, ulama are excellent at hiding their good actions. Most of them, yes. Sometimes they get, like me, they get a bit insincere. They want their names on a poster. Yeah? Allah Pak forgive us. But most of them, they like Mufti Luqman. Yeah? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala would say, Al-mukhlis li rabbihi kalmashi ala ramal. That the sincere person is like the person that walks on a beach. What happens when you walk on a beach? Okay? You can't hear nothing. You step. But when you look at 6, 7 in the morning, if anybody's walked on the beach, you will see their footprints for miles. Okay? So why am I saying this? I'm saying this because the ulama, mashallah, we expect them to do khidmat. Sometimes we expect them to do too much khidmat. Yeah. But at the same time, everybody has a role to play. Bhai, Jannat is for everybody. If you don't get ikhlas, then nobody's going to Jannat. And finally, you know, I read this, I thought it was very nice. Maybe I'll share it when Ilyas Bhai comes. I missed it out when it comes to thing, but there's lots of scholars of the past. Abul Abbas Ibn Asam rahimahullah, they would say about him that he gave azan in his masjid for 70 years. Okay, so mashallah, we still got those people. Let them go, it's fine. The Buzurg. So inshallah, the purpose of today's is anybody. Okay, Mufti Luqman sahab, should we finish it? Huh? Ho gaya? Khana tayar chahiye? Theek hai. 5 minutes. There you go, 5 minutes. Bonus 5 minutes. Two with nobody. MashaAllah. Sulaiman is leaving to get your food ready. MashaAllah. Like, you guys, anything you guys want to share, 5 minutes yours. Sorry, I wanted to get more time. But yeah, the Raja has run away. So, anybody have anything they want to ask? Anybody here? Just stick your hand up or stand up, not a problem. Ji young man. Stand up. Unchi. Loud voice. Hold on, I think, according to the lunar calendar, I'm over 40. According to your calendar, I think I'm 38. Last time I checked, might be 39. When you get to my age, you stop counting, young man. Let me ask you a question, yeah. How old are you? Tell me in the number of breaths, how old are you? No, think about it. You know, think about your age is the amount of breaths you've taken. How many breaths do you think you've got in a lifetime? Million. Yeah, tarjama karni. Babaji, tell him in Guji, man. How many breaths do you take in an hour? Right, a trillion in 1 hour. Are you nervous? Okay, just say for argument's sake, you take 50 breaths an hour. In 1 hour, you become 50 breaths old. Yes, just remember that every breath, use it for the sake of Allah. Yeah? Make that intention. Even if you're going out and you're learning, you know, school, say, Ya Allah, I'm learning the school because one day I'm going to use this to serve your deen. Okay, you go home. So it's a very good question. Anything else? Any more personal questions? Please don't ask me how much money I've got. Take up just before you guys get excited. Anything else? Any questions? We've still got a few minutes. Jibita. Have I ever been an imam of the mosque? You know, I'd like to ask you a question. We'll take it in a second, Maz. You know, in Leicester, there's a big bazaar called Hazrat Maulana Adam Sahab Lunat. Rahmatullah Ali, other news, yeah. Okay, you know what happened was, it's the only janazah I've seen in my lifetime. That, you know, because there were so many people there, they made an announcement after the family that anybody who's an imam of a masjid, okay, come, please come forward, yeah. Could you imagine that honor that Hazrat Mona Adam Saab, I watched my own eyes, that every single person throwing mud on his grave was either a hafiz or an alim or an imam of a masjid. SubhanAllah, yeah. So they made an announcement, imam of a masjid. So I had to ask myself the same question, that am I imam of a masjid? But when I realized, you know, Darul Bari, I had done Asr Namaz, Kari Yusuf might remember, we had to repeat it because I did it so fast. Or I got in trouble for reading too fast. So I'm imam of Darul Bari in some context. So masjid ka imam bani hai. 2 seconds, Muaz bhai, I promised him. Oh, crew. Acha, you know. Okay, volunteers team. Oh.
I think the question for them is whether they realized when they were helping out the other week with the carpets, whether they were actually getting rewarded or whether they're doing it for Allah.
Yeah, that's too serious for their age. Were you doing it for a laugh or did you know you were being rewarded? You're doing it for the masjid yard. My feet were sticking. Yeah, this guy's a you sit there, yeah, I like you. Yeah. You sit there. Huh? Allahu Akbar, yeah. What a character here. Yeah, okay. See, what is the way kids learn, okay? Yeah. A lot of ulama have written about this, yeah? That something becomes ada first, okay? Yeah, when you know, it becomes a habit, they watch people do things, yes? Eventually, they think, you know what? It becomes ibadah. They realize, you know what? We're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a lot of kids, they won't have, they're not all Imam Ghazalis. So don't worry if you did it for a laugh. Inshallah, you still get awarded. Take it. What was your question? Yani, I go on Jama'ah, alhamdulillah, I've been on Jama'ah this year. Thank goodness you didn't ask me last year. No. Why? Huh? MashaAllah. Yani, what do you mean by Jamaat? You mean leading the prayer or do you mean going on Jamaat? Okay, yeah, mashallah. So there's more people in Jamaat going Darul Quran than here, yeah? Okay. You know, it's very interesting you mentioned that. So what? So what? MashaAllah. So there're not enough people in Zakaria Masjid going on Jamaat? You don't see many people. Yeah, this guy's a hardcore Jamaati, yeah? Depends on the back. It's a good point. Inshallah, we need more people to go on Jamaat. But I'm going to give you one advice from Hazrat Sheikh, okay? He had a Sheikh. You know what a Sheikh is? Okay, all of you kids, you have two people in your life that are important right now. Who are they? Not Harry Potter. Konche, mom and dad. Yeah. Do you have a third person? Allah, person. You need a spiritual guide. Okay. You need somebody that you can, you know, sometimes you're, what advice do I need? You know, you see what I mean? So Hazrat had a spiritual guide, mom and dad's spiritual guide, yeah? And he wrote something very nice, that, you know, when you're serving the deen, okay, say you're an alim, you're doing ta'lim, or say you're a tablighi, you're going on jamaat, or you're a spiritual person, like Peer Asif Sahib, and you're doing zikr, yes? See the day you think, you know what, my work's important, and those people are not doing, they're somehow less important. So Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah says, that's the day you start falling. Okay? Because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a complete, okay? Some people took some qualities, they do the jamaat work. Some people, they took the spiritual components, you know, they guide the ummah that way. Other people, they teach the ummah, okay? So they find teachers. So joining together, this is what makes the ummah, yeah? So if somebody ever comes to you, maybe not blessing, you know what? There's no problem in saying there's a lot of people going to Masjid and Darul Quran, but there is probably a problem saying, you know what, there's not enough here, yeah? Maybe they're serving the ummah in a different way, but I completely agree with you. Muaz is not working hard enough, which is why there's not enough jamaats going out. Next question. Kanaviga?
Yes.
Imam Sahib, do you want to finish the majlis, please?
Quickly, as you can see, there's that banner behind. So I request that please, if you can just scan the QR code, and there's many different, you know, volunteering opportunities. You can just fill in whatever you prefer, whatever time you can give, whether it's, you know, 2 hours a week, 1 hour a week, once a week, you know, whatever time you can give. I request that please try to scan the code, just fill in the Google form. And before we go down to ES, I want to just point out Brother Muhammad. You can see over here. Mashallah, there's 2 points. One. Those people that know Muqam Zakariya Masjid, they know that he's ma'zoor. He comes in a wheelchair. You know, he can't walk. But alhamdulillah, he's punctual on his salah. You see, mashallah, nearly every salah he comes, then he drags himself all the way to the front. So last week, last 2 weeks we've been calling out, need after every namaz, volunteers. Yeah, one or two people come, maybe. But mashallah, Brother Muhammad, even though he's paralyzed, he can't walk, but even he was volunteering. So someone who can't walk, if they can volunteer, what excuse do people like me and you have? So because whatever time you can give, please give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll just end on Muhtasab's dua and then we can make way towards food.
Sheikh Muhammad, you know the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that if people knew the reward, the front saf, they would come crawling. Habwan. Yeah? You're the mistaq of that hadith. Congratulations, yeah. Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa ilam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lana kunna min al-khasirin. Allahumma ba'id baynana wa bayna khatayana kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriq wa al-maghrib. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakki anta khayra man zakkaha anta waliyaha wa mawlaha. Allahumma taqabbalna li khidmati dinik. Allahumma ja'alna min khuddami dinik wa ushaki habibika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Allahumma inna du'afa فقوي في رضاك ضعفنا وخذ إلى الخير بنواسينا. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لنا خيرا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من عبدك ونبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ورحمتك يا رب.
There's Dawood from myself and Maulana Ilyas Raja Sahib downstairs. Please, everybody, eat before they go. Jazakumullah khairan.